right now. Another exciting product in the mid-state for fans here in East Tennessee as well. The Nashville Predators TV play-by-play voice and co-host of Darren Donick and Chase on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Willie Donick joins us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Willie, Vince here in Knoxville. Good to talk to you, sir. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Vince. I'm listening to your schedule, man. I know what you've already done today. You're putting in the time, aren't you?
I am, including talking to you guys on your show. So, but
yes, exactly.
Just a little bit going on. So let's get right into the Preds. Obviously, the season very early underway. Had the first win for the expansion franchise in the Seattle Kraken against the Preds last week, and then the loss to Carolina. Just two games in, what are you seeing from this Preds team? Some early accounts and standout points in what you've seen on the ice so far.
It's very early, but and when you play the first four games at home, you hope to have a little bit of success. This is a team that, if people have seen from afar what they've done, they've made the playoffs seven consecutive seasons. They've had some opportunities, I think, to win it all. I think the window with the nucleus of players that they've had is changing a little bit. They still have some guys that I think they have, a lot of good productive time left. But the roster as a whole was getting a little bit older. So they are trying to do what David Poile has talked about on our show, the general manager of the Predators, is a competitive transition, where you gradually get a little bit younger and you turn over the roster, and you try to do that while you're still being competitive. So they've lost 2 one-goal games so far. I didn't think they played particularly well against Seattle in the first game, and they'll go down in the history books as the first victim of the Seattle Kraken, a dubious distinction. But I think Seattle is going to be a good team. We talked about Vegas before, Vince. Mm-hmm. I think the expectations of an expansion team now are different than they used to be when we were growing up, where you expect to struggle for 5 or 6 years. Vegas blew that out of the water. And I think Seattle will be competitive too. And then they turned around and lost to a very tough team, the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year. I think one of the 10 best teams in the league for sure, in the Carolina Hurricanes. And I thought Nashville played well enough to win that game for sure. Probably you could argue they were good enough to win either game, but they're going to have to be – they've got to get results. I think give it time. I think they're going to be a team that could be on the fringe of making the playoffs again, which I think all things considered as they try to turn the roster over to a younger team would not be a bad thing.
Willie Donick, TV play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Willie, you mentioned the roster turnover and getting younger. What do you see as with the makeup of this roster right now as the strengths of this Predators team and maybe some of the areas that are question marks or to be determined how they're going to play out?
I think that it all starts, and I think that one of the simplest things you ask, it's like the quarterback in football. Mm-hmm. Do you have the goalie? And they've made a 4-year commitment to UC Saros, who takes the reins from his mentor, Pekka Rinne, who was the goalie for a long, long time, well over a decade for the Predators, one of the best. I think a Hall of Famer. It's going to be probably borderline, but we will see. But Pekka Rinne will have his number retired. So UC Saros is taking over for a legend, for sure, especially in terms of just the franchise's history. But I think he's the real deal. He had a tremendous season last year. He almost single-handedly got them to the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. If he can do anything close to that, I think they're in good hands going forward. And he's only 26 years old. So I think he can be their goalie and a real good one for a long time. The other strength, of course, is they've got one of the best defensemen in the NHL in Roman Josi. And he's in the prime of his career. The key for him, I think, long-term is how long can he continue to be the player he is. He takes up a lot of their salary cap. He's their highest paid player. And I don't think there's any qualms with him being that. But he's a strength. And I think beyond that, I think you've got a lot of, again, young players that they're hoping will continue to develop and turn into that next great nucleus around those guys. And so I think you'd win a lot of hockey games that way. But the key is you've got to have that collective group that develops and turns into productive players.
Last thing, visiting with Willie Donick from Nashville, from the TV play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators. You mentioned the four-game homestand to get things started. Two games to this week with the LA Kings and then the New York Rangers. Just a quick thought on those next two matchups.
Yeah, the Kings and the Rangers are both really interesting teams. They both are very young, and they've gone through some rebuilding here, particularly the Kings, who won two Stanley Cups in 2012 and 2014, and then sort of blew it up, and they have a young group, and they really took it down low. I use the term competitive transition, what the Predators are trying to do. They went full rebuild, and so they're hoping that that starts to show some results this year. But it's the kind of team that the Predators need to be better than, I think, if they're going to sustain and get back to the playoffs for an eighth straight year. So it's a really interesting contrast in styles of how do you retool when you have a group of players that collectively are getting a little bit older. And, of course, for people that don't know, there's a hard salary cap in the NHL, Vince. It's not like the NFL where if you make some mistakes with your salary cap, the contracts are not fully guaranteed. So there are things you can do to get out of them. In the NHL, if you make a commitment to somebody, and oftentimes you do for 7 or 8 years, and it's not working out, you're stuck with that contract unless you can find somebody to trade. And so, for example, the Predators have two very high-paid centers, Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene, very talented players, but they've underachieved the last couple of years since they've made that big money, and they're taking up a big chunk of the salary cap. So they need production out of those guys. So that's really a lot of what's riding on this season. If you tell me those two guys are playing well, I think their chances of getting back to the playoffs are much, much better. So the Kings and the Rangers have a lot of young talent, unproven, but this will be an interesting test for the Predators. These are the types of teams they need to be successful against if they're going to get back to the playoffs.
You can watch the Preds on Bally, and then, of course, you'll see Willie Donick, TV play-by-play announcer and host of 102.5 The Game in Nashville. We'll follow him on Twitter, at Willie, 2LsD, 102.5. Thanks for the time, Willie. Always appreciate it. Great talking hockey with you, as always.
All right, Vince, and thanks for all you do for our show and over here in Nashville as well. So anytime, of course. I will always be ready to reciprocate.
We'll take you up on that. Thanks. Have a great night, Willie.
Okay, bud.
All right, that is Willie Donick from Nashville.